this is Denise Lee Yan, and welcome to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. The Brand as Business Bites podcast features great stuff for your brain to chew on, including insights and interviews with newsmakers, brand builders, and thought leaders. It's available on iTunes and on my website, DeniseLeeYan.com.
Cheryl Batchelder, CEO of fast food chain Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, has written a fantastic book, There to Serve, How to Drive Superior Results by Serving Others. She writes from the perspective of not only having studied leadership for over 15 years, but also from her own experiences serving as a leader for brands including KFC and Domino's, and in her current role at Popeye's, which has over 2,200 locations in 47 states and 28 countries. The book is part memoir, part business school case study, and part leadership inspiration and instruction. And I enjoyed it so much, I asked Cheryl to come and speak with me today about it. So welcome, Cheryl.
Thank you, Denise. It's great to be with you.
Cheryl, your book, again, Dare to Serve, How to Drive Superior Results by Serving Others, is essentially about servant leadership, which is a term that some people may not be completely familiar with. So I was hoping that you could explain what it is and why it's an important leadership principle.
Well, servant leadership was a term that was made popular in the late 70s by Robert Greenleaf. He wrote a book called Servant Leadership, and the subtitle was A Journey into the Nature of Legitimate Power and Greatness. In a nutshell, he established this idea that leaders who are self-focused are less effective than leaders who focus on serving well the people that are entrusted to their care. Since then, we've seen best-selling books like Good to Great by Jim Collins. We've seen Give and Take recently by Adam Grant that further continue this conversation with academic research that confirms that a servant leader approach generates superior performance results. So that's the notion that really caught my attention. I wondered what would happen if the me-first leaders of this generation were perhaps holding back the performance of companies, and is there a better approach that would generate superior results? And that led to my exploration of the idea of servant leadership.
Okay, and I definitely want us to talk about those results because I think they're really important. But before we get there, I want to talk a little bit more about what this leadership philosophy or leadership approach entails. And your book explains that the journey of servant leadership starts with the decision of who you will serve. So tell us a little bit about how you made the decision at Popeye.
Well, I remember that day like it was yesterday. It was a very seminal meeting in the turnaround of the company. We were sitting with a flip chart, and we listed all the possibilities of the people that we could serve, the customer, the shareholder, the employees, the bankers, the franchisees. The list had about 10 or 12 possibilities on it. And you could make a case that every stakeholder on that list is important to our brand. But we decided that one group was more important than all the rest, and that was the franchise owner. And the reason is the franchise owner in our business model borrows large sums of money, builds the restaurants, hires and trains the teams, and they actually deliver the Popeye's brand to our guest. So they are all in. No one else has invested like they did, and their contract is for 20 years. So we concluded that our servant leadership responsibility was to give them all of our focus and attention and evaluate our results by their success.
Mm-hmm. And that's a pretty surprising or counterintuitive decision to focus on franchise owners, isn't it?
Well, more typically, you would focus on either the guest, the customer, or the shareholder. And in our culture, those are the two audiences we probably hear about the most. But in franchising, all of the retail establishments are built on the investment of a small business owner called the franchise owner. And typically, they get very little attention as the audience of the brand, and I could not figure out how to drive long-term lasting success without them being very successful. And we simply decided that we would measure ourselves by the same measures they look at in their business, which are top-line sales and bottom-line profitability. And if those were growing rapidly in our category, then we would be serving them well.
I see. Now, it seems like serving others above yourself has to come from a different motivation, like a different view or way of thinking about work and your purpose as a leader. So can you share what are the beliefs about work that drive you as a leader?
Oh, that's one of my favorite questions, Denise. I've come to believe that work is a central part, an important part in the design of life. Whether you're tending a garden in your backyard, building a factory, raising young children, protecting the neighborhood, or selling delicious chicken, you are doing something that matters. You're doing something that matters. All work touches the lives of other people and gives us an opportunity to make a difference. For me personally, this worldview comes from faith, a faith that teaches that each human being is special. I think of people as unique snowflakes, you know, each one designed to contribute in their own special way. But for some reason at work, we've kind of got this thought that work is drudgery, it's a paycheck, it's purposeless, and I just can't understand why we would spend such a huge part of our lives at work if it's that meaningless, and why we would waste our God-given talents on something that doesn't matter. So I've focused in my workplace on teaching people that work is a valuable contribution to life. It's an opportunity to be in relationship with people, and that it's an opportunity to put our individual gifts and talents to work for the world in a way that can make a difference.
That's wonderful. Really motivating and inspirational. Thank you for sharing that. So your book, Dare to Serve, makes it clear, and you may also just kind of touched on this earlier in our conversation, that serving others isn't just a nice thing to do. It actually produces results. So what are some of the results that you've seen at Popeyes from taking this direction?
Well, at Popeyes, we've got a lot of good numbers to report. Our market share of chicken quick service restaurants has grown from 14 to 25%. Our average restaurant sales have grown from $1 million per restaurant to $1.4 million, a 40% increase. Our franchise owners that we serve, their profitability has nearly doubled. And last year, those franchise owners built over 200 restaurants around the globe. Many people say, so what happened to your shareholders? Did you forget about them? And the answer to that question is our stock has moved from $13 to currently about
$55. Wow. And that's over a period of how long?
About 7 years.
Wow. That's impressive. And from what I see, you're continuing to make gains. So that's terrific. So then the question becomes, okay, so with Popeyes is a great case study, as well as I'm sure many other examples, it's clear that serving others produces results. So I would think that more leaders would adopt this approach. But at least in my experience, I don't see them doing that. Why do you think that is?
Well, I've come to conclude that the reason it has a limited following is that it's just very difficult to do. I always explain to my team that servant leadership is aspirational. You actually can never declare victory, because every day a servant leader has to put others before their own wants and ambitions. And as human beings, we're just honestly not very good at that. We think of ourselves first. And so to truly scrutinize our decisions and our actions to make sure that they serve the people well, and even if they don't serve us well, that's a big leap for most. And so I always explain that this is not weak need. This is not for the faint-hearted. It is for people who really aspire to be the best kind of leader they can be and are willing to do the personal work to serve others and make decisions through that filter on a daily basis. And the good news is if you're willing to put that effort in, it is the path to superior performance results.
Great. Well, I want to make sure that my listeners have an opportunity to learn more, read your book, learn more about you, and learn about these leadership principles. So can you tell them how they can get more information? In particular, you had mentioned a free discussion guide on your website I want to make sure they know about. So tell us how we find all that.
I'd love to. My blog site is called Serving Performs, and the address is www.CherylBatchelder.com. Given my name, I'd encourage you to just Google Serving Performs. And on that site, what I do, I blog every week on the topic. I have a resource that I'd love to share with you that are all free. One is The Journey to Personal Purpose that helps you find the reason why you go to work and what your best contributions can be. And the other, as you mentioned, is I've created an 8-week discussion guide with a video segment for each week that you can download to either do on your own or to share in a small group and discuss these ideas with others.
That's terrific. I know that kind of information is so helpful because once you read a book like this, which is so full of ideas and inspiration, the last thing you want to do is just close it and not think about it anymore. So I think that having these tools and resources is excellent. So Cheryl, thank you for sharing these resources. Thank you for sharing your book. Continued best not only with the book launch but at Popeyes. I just can't wait to see what's next. So congratulations and thank you again.
Thank you.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to it on iTunes or through my website, DeniseLeeYon.com. And check out my new best-selling book, What Great Brands Do, the 7 Brand Building Principles that Separate the Best from the Rest. Go to WhatGreatBrandsDo.com. And remember, good is the enemy of great. Greatness is a choice. Choose to be great.